Okay. You've taken care of them, right?
Yeah. I feel bad for knocking them out so often. I think it's starting to affect Ethan's brain. He wants to record this weird song about a tooth fairy.
Phil, we have a job to do. You're not getting too caught up in this band thing, are you?
No, Bernie, I'm not.
You've got to do this job. Now let's go.
Do you feel like somebody's following us?
I don't see anyone.
Well, it kind of sounded like somebody getting kidnapped and thrown in the back of a trunk, driven down the highway, and then the kidnapping victim popped the trunk and fell out of the back.
I can kind of hear it. That's Rebecca.
Hello?
You two are in the clear. Our intelligence tells us that nobody but your attacker was aware of your location. We've got an agent keeping a watch on this Regis Blackbeard character, but he shouldn't be a problem for you guys in the future.
You're positive about that?
Are you questioning my ability to do my job?
No, I just don't want to end up compromised again.
Here's an idea. How about I do my job, risking my life gathering intelligence and keeping you two in the know, and you do your job, skipping around the country on your little band tour?
Look, I didn't mean it like that.
It's fine. I just want you two to know that I'm on your side. There are very few people in the agency I know I can trust, and we have to stick together. I'm doing the best I can with the limited resources we have. You're safe to continue with your mission. From what I can tell, nobody from Star Corp is on your tail.
And you can know that for certain.
I'm 90% sure, and that's going to have to be good enough for you two right now.
All right, I understand.
Now, can I give you your next assignment?
Go ahead, Rebecca.
All right, we've analyzed the paperwork you gathered in Detroit and have confirmed that they are in fact building some sort of machine, but what kind is still unclear. We are also unsure what exactly this has to do with Ethan. What we do know is that they are, in fact, after Ethan and maybe attempting to hurt him.
Rebecca, I'm kind of sensing that Ethan is actually losing his faith in us. He may think that we're the ones trying to hurt him.
Is he attempting to escape?
No, I don't believe so.
Then I don't see it as a problem. Just keep him close, don't let on that he's in danger. And the other boys, they are still trustworthy?
They kept an eye on him in Detroit, and he stayed relatively safe.
Relatively?
You know how kids are.
Actually, I don't, Bernie. You should know that.
Let's talk about the mission, shall we?
Alright. The New Orleans chapter of Star Corp is run by Oliver Smith, a man with radical and seditious tendencies, and with ambitions higher than his superiors.
This is New Orleans. This is my town.
We believe his motives are a little more self-focused. We believe he is most likely using Star Corp as a vehicle in his personal aspirations.
I'm a legitimate businessman. Mostly.
However, this may play to your advantage. His tendency towards, shall we say, extracurricular business practices will be your golden ticket to scheduling a meeting with him.
Oh, hi! Welcome to Star Corp. Can I help you?
We got a meeting with Mr. Oliver Smith.
I believe he's expecting us.
You will pose as two arms dealers, interested in cutting him in on your product, in exchange for immunity in the New Orleans port.
They're not just gonna let us walk in the door. They'll need some sort
of... Already taken care of. I've altered both of your criminal records. When you arrive, they will check your records and see that you are, in fact, for all fronts and purposes, both legitimate wanted arms dealers.
Let me check the schedule. Okay, just put your thumbs on the scanner.
Sure thing,
no problem.
Once you're through the first door, you will most likely be accompanied by a guard. Two against one, I think you'll be able to handle it. Whatever you do, do not have a meeting with Oliver.
It was supposed to be a manure company, but oh, jeez. What are you doing?
There will be a door halfway down the hallway marked 643. This is the lab. There is a Star Corp scientist in there. We believe he may know why they are after Ethan. Use the guard's key to get
Here's
in,
the door,
get information out of him, and then get out of there.
Hey, you can't be in here!
Oh, it's okay. I was just looking for a wastebasket. I need to spit out my gum.
I'm sorry, what are you talking?
It must be nearby, Phil. I found a piece of trash right here.
Why are they after Ethan? Tell them.
Who?
I wouldn't lie to him, buddy. He seems pretty upset.
Please, I'm just a scientist. I just do what I'm paid to do.
Do you know who you're working for?
It's a software company.
Why are they after Ethan?
Ethan? Oh, no.
You know his name.
Trillium E.
What does that mean? Phil?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
It's what makes the machines work.
You know about the machine? What is it?
I don't know how. All I know is Trillium E is the mineral at the heart of the machine.
What in the world does it have to do with Ethan?
For years, all we did was search for it. At first, it was just a few agents here and there, but the pressure grew from up top to the point that almost everyone in the Brotherhood was assigned a search for this element. Then one day, the order stopped. We assumed someone found it. We all laid low for months waiting for our next assignment. Finally, I was brought to Star Corp headquarters and... The head of Star Corp was pretty angry.
So this was your big chance to prove yourself, huh? You must have been pretty excited to chime in.
when the top scientists of the biggest criminal organization in the world are racking their brains over a formula and they bring you in to fix it? It's anything but exciting. It was the scariest moment of my life.
All right, you're still working for them, so you must have figured it out. Stop stalling and tell us what happened.
Right. They knew Trillium E had the right chemical makeup to power the machine, but it was dormant. It needed a catalyst. Then one day, by sheer accident, one of the scientists played the ceiling fan podcast, and suddenly the Trillium rock lit up! It seems that when Ethan speaks, he projects a specific mixture of tones that's not found anywhere else on Earth. The piercing sound of his whiny, annoying voice was the one missing element that could activate Trillium E to power the machine!
But Ethan's voice is everywhere on the internet. They can't just get it from there?
They tried. It worked enough for them to realize it was the missing element, but it was diluted. They needed the raw element straight from the horse's mouth. Literally.
What does the machine actually do?
That's all I know. That's all I know. I was just doing my job. I didn't want to hurt any kids, I swear. I have kids myself. When we figured out the solution, StarCorp transplanted my family to here. They're kept in the dark, though. I guess they don't want too many people knowing every aspect of a plan.
We gotta get going, Phil. It won't take Oliver Smith very long to figure out we're late for our meeting.
I don't understand. StarCorp just kept you with your family?
Yes, StarCorp is very insistent on employees being with their families.
Phil, let's go.
Fine. We were never here.
I understand.
Just talk to Rebecca. She said they have an agent keeping an eye on the scientist and his family.
I just can't stop thinking about what he said.
About the family thing?
You've been at this longer than I have. Is it usual for evil corporations to be concerned about keeping families together?
I'm sure they have their reasons. You just never know with people like this.
I've just been thinking about family a lot lately. I guess the agency was never the most conducive environment for a family man.
You know, Phil, we never talked about what happened back when you left the agency. The whole thing was hard on all of us, but you most of all. You gotta hate me for dragging you back into this world.
Well, that's what the agency does, I guess.
Do you want to talk about it now?
No. I want to finish this mission. I want to stop these people from chasing Ethan. Then I want to forget about the agency for good.
You know I can't promise that's gonna happen.
I understand, but just know I'm not doing this for the agency.
You can't blame the agency for what happened to Lucy.
I said I don't want to talk about it, Bertie. You wouldn't understand anyway. You chose not to start a family. It was forced on me.
All right. I'll drop it. What's that?
Oh, it's Ethan's phone. He must have left it here on the bus.
Who is it?
It's a 504 area code.
Someone he met back in New Orleans?
Yeah. Hello?
Who was it?
Whoever it was didn't speak.
Huh. Phil, you haven't been out of the game that long. You've gotten lax on your breath recognition, have you?
I just don't believe it.
Why?
Because it sounded like Aaron.
Well, welcome back to The Ceiling Fan, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Ceiling Fan. I will go as far as to say this has been my favorite episode we've done yet. That's true. It's very true. Several people stepped up and helped out with this episode to make it as fun and exciting as it possibly could be. So I figured I'd jump on here at the end because I don't do that nearly enough and give credit where credit is due. First off, I was extremely thrilled to work with the one and only Josh Taylor, who makes videos on the internet with his brother and wife on their YouTube channel, Blimey Cow. If you haven't checked them out, do so. I promise it'll be quite a treat. The link to their YouTube channel is in the description of this episode. Also, I want to give props to Garrett Vandenberg for his fantastic job on the music of this episode. I think it really makes the show, and he knows how I feel about the music. It's pretty good. So if you guys get a chance, give a shout out to him. You can give a shout out to Garrett Vandenberg or me or anybody else on The Ceiling Fan by writing to info@ceilingfanpodcast.com, or you can write a message on the message boards on The Ceiling Fan if you go to ceilingfanpodcast.com. There's a fun community there where people get together and they talk about The Ceiling Fan and come up with their theories about what's coming up next, and I'm sure that they're going to be lit up after this episode. I hope they are, and I look forward to seeing what you guys come up with. Today's episode was written and directed by Kevin McCreary and produced by The Ceiling Fan crew. Voice talent includes my sister, Dana Davis, Michael Benson, Josh Taylor, Mark Jones, Justin McKenzie, Garrett Vandenberg, and Tracy Lynn Holland as Rebecca. For more information about The Ceiling Fan, again, check out ceilingfanpodcast.com. And be sure to listen next time as the mystery continues. Bye, everybody.
So, this building here was originally built in 1942. Was originally built to be a manure company. What are you doing?
May I help you? Let me check the schedule.
That was too much, right?
May I help you? Let me check the schedule.
Woohoo!
All right, hello. Hi, welcome to StarCorp. May I help you? I feel really creepy talking like that. Okay. Hi, welcome to StarCorp. Can I help you? welcome to StarCorp. Can I help you? Oh, sure. Let me check the schedule. Hey, hi ho. Welcome to StarCorp.
I said I don't want to talk about it, Bertie. You wouldn't understand anyway. You chose not to start a family. It was forced on me. Wait a minute.